And now we're moving into Gorey Group and coming first to Holyford. I was recalling amongst my visits to Holyford being there for the 200th anniversary service in October 2016 and was going back in things like the parish Facebook page to other things that went on in that bicentenary year, including a flower festival to which a very warm welcome was extended to many. But somebody wrote on the parish Facebook page about the celebrations of that year and all the fun and uplift that they would give. Someone wrote, "Don't miss it. There will be talk for years to come about the crack, amazing work, fun, not to mention the great buns and tea." And I remember it well. And in these days when we are so deprived of hospitality and togetherness, those are the memories that sustain, and we know it'll all, before too long, we pray, be back. In 1991, it was the year I became a father, so I remember that year very well, but a significant participant, although a rather unsung one as befitted her profession in public life, died. Often we talk about politicians, yet we don't often talk enough about career public servants. Yet often they are truly the permanent government, and I don't mean that in a Sir Humphrey, yes, minister sense, but they represent an accumulation of steadiness and wisdom and willingness to serve and facilitate the government of the day of whatever hue. Sometimes it is stellar public servants like T.K. Whittaker who really transform public administration and sow true visionary seeds in the minds of their political masters. They can impede change. They can also make transformation happen. In 1991 died one of the great public servants of the last century, Dr. Thecla Beer, who ironically managed to get to the top through never marrying, because if she'd married in her youth, she'd have had to leave the public service. She was considered at one time as a possible president. She was a rector's daughter, qualified in law, the first woman to lead a department as departmental secretary. It took 35 years for that to happen again. She was a confidant of Lamass and described by Mary McAleese as the ultimate civil servant. Outside all of this, she was president of An Oige, and all this happened in the days when women to succeed had undoubtedly to be many times better than the equivalent men. But it was her work as chair of the Commission on the Status of Women in the 70s, just after her retirement, that really left an impact. The Beer Report of 1972 really moved on issues we now consider basic, cracking the glass of lack of opportunity in the areas of equal pay, the civil service, marriage bar, addressing inequities in the widow's pension. She wasn't a militant feminist in her own mind, but she did more for the status of women than most who were. It was hard to take in the injustice there was then, and what a vicious circle that injustice was. For example, because of the risk that women would get married or become pregnant and leave the public service, they were denied training opportunities, and then they were denied promotion for lack of qualification because they hadn't had the training opportunities. Thecla Beer was a hugely influential, yet somewhat unsung member of the Church of Ireland, but yet someone who was quietly and constantly lauded in the church of my youth. And it's good to see how the church aligned itself in those days, not least, and I've said this before, through the efforts of the Mothers' Union at the time with advancing the recommendations of the Beer Report. I sometimes think we don't seem to be so good at the public pursuit of noble causes now. Yet no doubt, history will point out that in our time and in varying other contexts, there are just as great injustices and lack of opportunity as those concerning women, which Thecla Beer fought with such remarkable success in the 1970s.